Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. And really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Tuesday. This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe. Thank you so much for tuning in at Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there, join the militia. Rate, review, subscribe. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, we appreciate it. Thank you to those of you who already have. So, this is your Wake Forest preview and your ACC picks of the week with your reigning champion, Sean, and your not reigning champion, Joe. So, real quick, the likes on Facebook picked up. So for all of you that are listening and went to Facebook and hit us up, we appreciate it very much.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, well, we appreciate it. We'll see what happens. Also, I screwed up. I screwed up this week, man. I wanted to make the buy, sell, or holds kind of a weekly thing for the preview show. And, well, I failed. And I'm sorry. So I let everybody down. Also,
it's fine.
Also, there's something wrong with the technology over here. So at some point, you may hear some crackling. You guys have no idea what we deal with when the crackling starts. So, anyway, because I only hear it when Joe talks, and I think Joe only hears it when I talk. So, anyway, that's that. Sorry for the crackling. I think it's my internet. I think my internet is just too slow for this show these days. This show is so high-powered that the internet just doesn't handle it anymore. Right, Joe?
Whatever you got to tell yourself.
Right? I think that's sure. True. I think it's true. All right. We are going to get into everything, and we will. But let's first hear from the title sponsor for the Cuse Militia, Armchair Media, and Ty Thoughts. Where has Ty Thoughts been? Did I miss a Ty Thoughts? Please don't tell me I did.
Let's show.
Oh my gosh, I would feel like a butt.
Wow, Ty Thoughts.
No.
Buy, sell, or hold?
No.
Wow.
No. We didn't. Tyler must be busy. Must be on his honeymoon. All right. Look, we know, you know, I've told you 100 times. There's a good chance you're not going to be able to get to a game this year. Shout out to David, our buddy David, Hiawatha Jackhammer on Twitter. Look, at DRadzitz on Twitter, really. But he is the first of the militia that I know of to get to a game this year to represent. He was at Clemson, lost his voice, did a great job cheering, positive all the way through, and appreciated the pictures on Twitter and all that stuff. So
saw the video.
So did you see the video? The video,
yes.
The video is on Twitter, by the way, which is
I like it.
Just great. Yes, totally. Yeah. Right up our alley. Just drench yourself in beer, right? So
I mean,
the Stone
Cold,
when in
Rome, right?
Huh? When in Rome, eat pasta, right?
That's
not how that goes.
Oh no.
my bad. Okay, look, yeah. You David got to a game this year, but maybe you can't. And if you can't, what you need to do is head over to betonline.ag. Listen, they've been going the extra mile this year to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head to BetOnline today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, BetOnline. All right. So, Joe, the 1-5 Syracuse Orange will host the 3-2 Demon Deacons Saturday at noon, and yet another empty dome. Wake Forest, they've suffered two losses so far this season, NC State and Clemson. Not terrible losses. Wake Forest did upset last week number 19 Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech now not ranked because of that loss last Saturday. They've got most of their game on the ground for that win. They can thank their two running backs. I'll come back to Sam Hartman in a second, to Demon Deacons, and then 1-2 punch on the rushing attack. Sophomore Kenneth Walker III, he with 449 yards so far this season with 8 touchdowns. Christian Beale Smith with 385 yards and 4 touchdowns, both averaging over 5 yards a carry. That's going to be a problem. Yeah. Sophomore quarterback Sam Hartman, he's thrown for over 1,000 yards this season so far, completing 63.2% of his throws, 3 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions. It's well worth noting, though, he has been sacked 17 times. Hartman, with 4 main receivers, getting 990 of his 1,033 yards through the air. Jakari Roberson with the bulk of those, 360 yards and 1 touchdown. He's averaging 13.8 yards a catch. Senior Jaquez Williams, 6'2", 220-pound linebacker, leads Wake Forest in tackles with 42 and 1 forced fumble. 6'5", 285-pound senior Carlos Basham Jr. leads the Tigers in sacks with 5 and 1 forced fumble as well. Dino called him Godzilla in the press conference, says he's possibly the toughest defensive end that they're going to face this year. So, Joe.
Yeah.
We got kind of a one-dimensional quarterback, which is one less thing we got to worry about. But he's got some decent options, and he does seem to throw who's open. He's not very, he spreads the ball around the best he can, I think. Also on offense, like I mentioned, we got some you got the ability to keep fresh legs in the backfield, and then on top of all that, a senior-laden defense that currently ranks 5th. In turnover margin. And we mentioned Basham Jr. And I mean, Wake Forest, not too shabby at 3-2, Joe.
No. Well, the thing is when you really look at their schedule, it's been a little skewed, coming out and playing Clemson the first week. Obviously, that's going to be a tough one. They lost that 37-13. And they came out the next week against NC State. When NC State was still a little bit healthier than they were, they still were starting Bailey Hockman, but that was a thriller, 45-42. They ended up losing that. And then they got a bye week early because their game against Notre Dame got postponed with a warm-up game against Campbell after that. So they've had some time to kind of figure some stuff out. And then when they played against Virginia, they ran the ball, like you said. Virginia they moved the ball on them too, but Wake Forest ended up with 3 turnovers to 0. So I think that was really the difference in that game. And last week against Virginia Tech, it was kind of the same thing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Virginia Tech had like 10 penalties for 112 yards, and they also had three interceptions thrown. So I think that's really why they ended up winning that game. They only won that game by a touchdown. And if you don't get those interceptions and those penalties that stopped and stalled Virginia Tech, I mean, Virginia Tech just shot themselves in the foot. So I don't want to take any credit away from Wake Forest, but a cleaner game by Virginia Tech. And I don't know if they win that game. So,
yeah, but you got to hand it to them on the, ranked 19th going. It was at Wake Forest, but still. Were there fans there, Joe? There was fans there.
Yeah, there was fans there. I mean, if anything, you know, I read a great story today, too, with Wake Forest. I know that you were talking about their team, and you brought up Basham Jr. as far as on their defense. But they got a couple guys, Jaquez Williams, linebacker, who's leading the team in tackles. And this this kid, Nick Anderson.
freshman, right?
Walk-on.
Okay, I did not know that. Walk-on
freshman. Okay. Yes, they said after last week he had 11 tackles and he had all three of the interceptions for Wake Forest.
Oh my gosh. That's
crazy. As a walk-on freshman. And said that they had him, they carried him off on the shoulders. They were chanting Rudy and all that kind of stuff, I guess they were saying. But nothing but just positive things from that team. And obviously, to be able to do that, I mean, that's very, very impressive. I think anybody that understands recruiting and everything like that, that's to be a walk-on and come on and do that against a ranked team. He's coming on the last 2 weeks. I think he's got 21 tackles in the last 2 weeks. So now you got somebody in the secondary to kind of pair up with Jaquez Williams and Basham. So they do have some good players at every level on their defense, but they have been susceptible. It hasn't been Virginia put some points up on him, 23, I believe, and they could have put up more without those turnovers. And NC State put up 45 with Hal Hockman as the quarterback. So they are susceptible. So I think that it's going to be a kind of a high-scoring game if we can kind of get some big plays like we have kind of been able to get. But, yeah, that offense, like you said, Hartman, he kind of spreads it around a little bit, but I don't know if he's going to be able to do – if our secondary comes out and plays the way they did last week, then I don't really know if Hartman is going to be that successful. He wasn't that successful last week against Virginia Tech as far as throwing. It was more their running game, like you said, with the running backs. So they have a very interesting way of rushing the ball. I mean, you'll see him get the ball and kind of just turn and pitch it to the guy and wait and see what happens. And he will run too. He did have 11 rushes, one for a touchdown against Virginia Tech. So, you know, he'll lull you to sleep by handing it off, but he will keep it or, fake a pitch and run. So we definitely have to be worried about that. And again, we know this. And I think our rushing attack stopping Clemson last week, I think caught us all by surprise. But I think whatever we did last week with blitzing and bringing more people in the box and, you know, forcing them to throw. If we were doing that to Trevor Lawrence and Clemson with ATN and everything, then I think we should be doing that to everybody else. I think that was kind of a fatal flaw a little bit with Duke and with Liberty. I think if it was me, I would have tried to stack the box and make force them to pass more than they did. But that's kind of got to be your same strategy this week.
Yeah.
Got to stop that run.
Got to stop the run. Obviously, you know, you're dealing with a dynamic duel. I mean, these guys are almost identical as far as yardage and everything goes. So I was going to – if you said you think it's going to be kind of a high-scoring game, I don't know. I don't know if I see it like that. I feel like this is going to be more of a defensive battle, I think. I think both offenses might struggle to touch. I'm not trying to take anything away from us. But I just feel like they might struggle a little bit because, you know, we have no updates on Sean Tucker right now.
Right.
So if we don't get Sean Tucker back, we talked about in the Clemson post game, you know, obviously coming into this game without Sean Tucker, that's the biggest loss, right? Because most likely we'll have Taj Harris back, right? We'll have to see about Trill Williams. Right. Obviously, that's going to be huge too. I mean, those are three key players that, you know,
right.
if you bank on them, you know, you feel good. But if we only get one of the three or, you know, even two of the three, you're missing something somewhere.
Right. And again, par for the course this year, we're not going to know until the game starts.
I know, which is kind of frustrating. But
oh, it's definitely frustrating, but I can understand
for
us with
doing the show and stuff for fans.
Yeah, and for fans, but as far as coaches go, they kind of give you an upper hand because the other team really doesn't know who's going to be there, what your personnel is going to be, or, you know, what's kind of game plan for as far as certain personnel. If you have Taj Harris there versus not having him there, then that's a completely different kind of story. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could really do some damage with Taj Harris and Nyheim Johnson now. I think Culpepper is getting comfortable. He's going to be back home. I mean, we could see a totally improved Culpepper this game.
Yes, I just feel like any type of improvement we've seen on the offense has been an improvement in kind of execution, but more of having a run game to set up the pass.
Yeah.
I think that when we've seen games where we've kind of been able to score and stay in the game, it's because we've been able to run the ball to set up the pass and don't get down that early, that big. And I mean, even Clemson, that's what we did. I mean, Tucker was well on his way to another 100-yard game against Clemson. And that's how we kind of got sprung that Nyheim Johnson bomb. So being able to set stuff up like that, it has helped us. And you're absolutely right. If Sean Tucker doesn't play, then I don't know what the other running backs got for us, because we're getting real, real thin there. That would be our top five running backs going into the season not playing.
Yeah, which is insane. Right. Which is insane, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You just got to put everything into perspective.
I mean, you saw Cooper Lutz.
The injuries and everything. I mean, I just saw, we talked about Cornelius Nunn, right? We didn't know where he was. Did you see he was injured.
I knew that he was, I knew he was nursing an injury.
Yeah, well,
A couple weeks ago.
And when you see him, right, and so he's got that stuff going on. It looked like a right knee, and it looked like it wasn't good. So, again, we're just maligned with injuries. And
I mean, it's just...
It's ugly.
It's
frustrating.
It's very frustrating. It's ugly, it's frustrating, and obviously we don't know what we got until game day, and I understand keeping the cards close to your chest, but golly, I mean... I'd rather have him do that, obviously, but I mean, shoot me an email. Come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was reading an article on 247 Sports today about the recruiting classes of Babers and stuff. And they said, I think they said that out of the 69 players that traveled, 31 of them were freshmen, 21 of them were first year players. So you got 10 redshirt freshmen, 21 true freshmen. And that's, I mean, nearly half of the squad that you're bringing down to travel to go down to Clemson. And to play like that, that's why I was very, very happy with their play and how they played pretty much three quarters right there with them. Feel bad for Clemson's opponent this week, but hopefully we can take that. You got to kind of take that as a W. You know, I know it doesn't, like you said, moral victories and everything, but as a player and as a coach and as a team, I think you walk away from last week in a better situation, minus, you know, obviously the injuries. So I think Sean Tucker looked like it's going to be a high ankle sprain. Those are tough to come back from. Those things linger sometimes, but they all have kind of their own – everyone's got their own pain threshold, and they're all a little different. So I wouldn't be surprised if I just don't see a heavily wrapped ankle and give him a go on Saturday. But you never know, because you don't want to do something to where you lose him for the whole season.
Yeah, obviously, and that's kind of what we talked about, right? I mean, we're going to have to do this a couple times. You know, I think we did it a little bit against Clemson and keeping Trill Williams at home. You know, I don't know for sure, but I mean, I'm okay with it there. And you got two games at home, so you're not traveling. Everybody's going to be there, and I mean, maybe you can work on it there. But you know, you look at running back, and you got to get something going with Cooper Lutz and Markenzie Pierre. And I mean, Markenzie Pierre, I mean, you know, I'm surprised a little bit that we haven't seen a little bit more out of him with his ability coming into this year and what I thought he could do. So, you know, I'm...
No, can't say he hasn't had an opportunity.
I know. That's why I'm a little disappointed in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's been a solid special teams player, and you need those kind of guys, too, because you don't want starters in there doing special teams and stuff like that. So, I mean, he does contribute to the team, just not as much as we would like to see, obviously, at this point. But, it's good to see, you know, Cooper Lutz like stepping up. Obviously, he's going to, you know, get more, he's going to get better as he kind of matures more in that role, considering he came in as a slot receiver. So he's still making that transition. And again, everybody's still behind the eight ball. And that's why we saw the change in our strategy last week in offense. And I think that's something that we're going to have to do as well, because tell you what, Wake Forest, they're going to try to pound the ball and run that clock. They're not looking to score fast. They had actually Chaz Surratt, linebacker for North Carolina, his brother Sage Surratt is a receiver for Wake Forest, probably an NFL receiver most likely, and he opted out to play this year. So this could be a completely different looking team if he was playing, as far as opening up that pass offense or passing game in their offense for them. But this year really hasn't looked that great. So again, we just got to, you got to stop the run, force them to pass. You got to just put people up there. Defensive line can show up like they did Clemson, and got to have our back line guys, our linebackers, second level guys, D-backs, they need to be able to tackle. You're not going to be able to just, you know, just hit these guys with your shoulder and they're going to go down. These are two very good running backs, and if you don't arm tackle and gang tackle in some instances, then these guys are going to run wild.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. All right. Look, you want to hear predictions? It's time. It's time for predictions, actually. But first, before we get into predictions, let's start off by telling you about Manscaped. Manscaped's got new tools out there, manscaped.com. Head over there and check out all of the cool tools they got. They got the shears 2.0. They got the lawnmower. The lawnmower, by the way, I checked out the lawnmower. I got the lawnmower 2.0. Thing works great. Not complaining. It's waterproof. It's great. The charge lasts forever. But the lawnmower 3.0 is just arrow. Like, the thing is designed great. It really is. And it's got the light on it. So, but you know what else they got? They got the Weed Whacker. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes being your ears and your nose, gentlemen and ladies. The premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. What's that mean, you ask? People have asked, what does that mean? Joe, what does it mean?
Exactly what you just said.
Exactly. Exactly. Very good answer. Right answer. 9,000 RPMs, okay? That's all you need to know. Its intelligently contoured design enhances the trimming experience, and it's waterproof, which makes it for it makes it easy for operation and cleaning. The only hair trimmer on the market with a powerful rechargeable lithium ion battery that lasts up to 90 minutes on one charge. Now look, you want it? Go to manscaped.com, because 79% of partners polled admit that long nose hair is a major turnoff, all right? So go to manscaped.com, get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the promo code armchair. What are you waiting for? Get over. Manscaped.com. Thank you. All right. Look.
Boom. You asked me what RPMs means?
Huh? What?
Did you ask me what RPMs mean?
No. I was asking you what all of that meant. Because I just read it, guys. And I read it the same every time, and I still don't understand it. I just know that it's big time stuff. That's all I know. Now look, we're about to get into the ACC picks and give you our game of the week. That is brought to you by BetOnline. It's powered by BetOnline. It's what we use to do this. It's what we use to look at, all right? So, you want to get there, BetOnline. They're going the extra mile to make sure you can get on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head to BetOnline today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, BetOnline. All right, it's time to get into the ACC picks this week. Look, I was told I need to improve on my picks by one Cuse Waterboy on Twitter. So, you know, he said they're trash, basically. I think he was talking about that I picked Clemson over Syracuse. And you guys, I sacrificed that one. I explained that. That was a sacrificial choice. I did that purposefully to get us close. All right, because that's just my luck. All right, but I did also say I wasn't going to bet against Clemson again this year. And yeah. I'm looking at the next game, and I'm going, man, I don't know. So
I can't believe you beat me again.
I was getting there. Joe finished up last week with a 2-5 record. I finished up with 3-4. Even though neither one of us are really in the money, so to speak. But, I mean, you know, really all that I care about, I'll lose a little money if I come out on top of the record and I'll just carry the championship.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Trophy over to next week, and you know, two times in a row, reigning champion. I'm fine with that.
Well, I just want to make it clear that first off, number one
is a bit redundant.
It's well, a bit whatever. I don't care.
it's not. It's not funny.
Yes, it is, Jim. It's funny.
I agree with Jim. But no. I mean, we don't – first off, people listening, if you do, we don't actually put money on these. All right? We don't put money on this. We don't bet this. This is basically – he's forcing us to pick this, as Sean is. So, again, these aren't games that I would actually pick with my own money. A lot of those spreads are tough. So
we just do the ACC, sure.
I'm giving out a disclaimer. I don't want people to think that we're out there just – betting these and that we're telling people to
Joe,
actually bet.
It's okay. You can't just leave a little up to the imagination, just a touch. I mean,
not with you, no.
Jeez. Duke plays Charlotte this week, and so we're not going to talk about Duke because they're not playing in the ACC. So we got six games to go over, all right? And
six or five?
I thought it was six.
Let's see.
Well, I was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're right, 5. What's up with that? Okay, so.
How about that?
That's right. Oh, man, it's somewhere. I couldn't get to it fast enough. I don't have it labeled yet. All right, so I digress. I'm sorry, guys. As we do always, we go to the Syracuse game, which I believe was 10.5 points. Last time I looked at it.
Yep.
Let me find it again. Is it 10.5? Okay. Yep. Yeah. Wake Forest at Syracuse, 10.5 points. Look, I think this is going to be a defensive battle. I could be totally wrong about that too. I mean, obviously this could go, it could be who knows? I don't know. It's just how I feel. That's my gut, guys. It's my gut. And I'm going to say at the very least, building off of Clemson, if Syracuse doesn't cover this spread, in my opinion, it's just what I expect them to do coming out of that game. With a little bit of momentum, even though it was a loss, a little bit of confidence, coming into a game at home at the Dome, Joe's throwing beer cans all over the place, and I just think that they at least cover. I really do. And I feel good about this game. I don't always feel good. So I'm taking Syracuse, Joe. Mark it down. Are you marking this stuff down or what?
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
Since you had technical difficulties last time. But yeah, well, this game does worry me, and it worries me for a couple of reasons, obviously. The fact that they do have that type of running game, number one, but also the injuries that you obviously brought up. We're not going to know till
we're not going to know the game time. That's
right?
What sucks.
So, yep. Yeah. But if they come out and they play defense the way they did Clemson, then I completely see them covering. And also to everyone that talks about maybe it's time to see a freshman quarterback, the only people that know if there's somebody ready behind Rex is the coaches, right? So I'm just going to leave it up to them. It's Rex's fifth year with everything he's gone through. Like I said, I think that he's the best guy for the job right now, and he's going to go out there, and if he kind of plays the way he does and manages the game and we do what we did last week and kind of manage the clock, then I think that we cover.
Okay. Both taking the homer picks there. That's fine. Next up, Boston College at Clemson. And Boston College is going into that game in Death Valley at 31-point underdog as of right now. And look, you know, Boston College has actually played pretty good. 4-2. Where are those losses? Where are those losses, Joe? Do you know off the top of your head?
No, not off the top of my head,
Of course
no.
You wouldn't. UNC and Virginia Tech.
Oh, UNC was it. That's right.
Yeah, UNC and Virginia Tech. So, you know, those are, you know, if you're going to have a loss, those are legit losses, okay? They beat Georgia Tech, they beat Pitt, and they beat Duke, and they beat Texas State. So, I mean, I don't think, obviously, that they're going to win this game. And I swore I would not bet against Clemson again this year. But that's a lot of points for a decent team to lose by. I mean, it just is. So, with that said, I'm picking Clemson. Sorry. I'm not picking against them the rest of the year as I see it. But I will say, I will not be surprised if I screw that one up. Because that's a ton of points. It is.
Yeah. And right there with you. I've been there. I've been on Boston College. I thought that they were going to give Virginia Tech a good game 2 weeks ago, but it bounced back, and I'm starting to kind of feel where Boston College is in the mix. I mean, UNC, we talked about earlier, they had a tough time kind of putting teams away and putting up big points up until last week. So that game was close when Boston College lost to them. But beating, you know, Duke, Texas State, and even – Pittsburgh by one, yes, good wins, but losing to Virginia Tech by 26, that's kind of the one for me there. And plus Clemson, after last week, they're going to come out.
Yeah, they might want something
gonna
too.
It's going to be a wave. Yeah, so I know that I've been on big with Boston College, but really only against the lower level teams because I think that's where people think they are. I think they're more in the mid, but I got Clemson.
Okay, we can take Clemson too. So somewhere down the line here, these next three games, we will part ways. Maybe it's this one. Notre Dame at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech going to come into that game at home as a 19.5-point underdog. Look, Georgia Tech has shown me nothing really this year. Not impressed with them at all, obviously. 2-4. Yeah, they got a better record than us, but guess what? We beat them. Okay, and not only did we beat them, we kind of waxed the floor with them. So
yeah.
I don't think Notre Dame's going to bat an eyelash here at all. I think they're going to go in. They'll clear 19.5. I'm going to take Notre Dame.
I'm going to be with you on this. Notre Dame's defense is really, really good.
Hold on, time out. You're making me worry about my picks now that we are agreeing. Okay. Now I'm worried because – the past 2 weeks, you've really stunk it up, and now I'm worried. But carry on. Go on. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Georgia Tech's been a weird team to figure out, obviously. With the beginning, they beat Florida State. We were kind of worried. Then we beat them. We're like, what is going on?
We thought we were awesome.
Yeah, and then they go and they beat Louisville by 19 points
yeah, right.
The next week. And then Louisville goes and loses but then wins. I mean, it's just, again, ACC is crazy. They lost to Clemson 73-7, lost at Boston College last week by 21. So, I mean, Notre Dame defense is probably – it might be the best defense in the ACC. So, I'm taking them.
You're taking Notre Dame as to cover. Okay. All right. All right. We are tit for tat right now. Okay. Virginia Tech at Louisville is the next one up. And Virginia Tech's going to come into that game as a 3-point favorite against Louisville at Louisville. And this is, I mean, this one's kind of tough, right? I mean, you got, you know, the spread's closest it is out of any other ACC game this week. First of all, let's just state the obvious here. Both of these teams are, I still don't know what I got with either one of them. Right. Virginia Tech is so up and down. I don't even know who's playing week to week. It's just been kind of, you know, they're one of the weirder teams to figure out. I don't know, man. I could flip a coin on this, and I'm just going to say, you know, Virginia Tech was ranked. They're going to go into Louisville. They got a chip on their shoulders. They're going to go in there. They're going to beat them by more than three. I just feel like they must. They have to. I'll take Virginia Tech. It's okay. Dude,
that's my pick. I was kind of right there with you. I think they would have had a good chance, or at least a close shot of covering last week, Virginia Tech, I'm speaking of, if they didn't have their penalties and turnovers that they had. And I know Louisville, they whooped up on Florida State, but I think we all know that Florida State isn't who they really are. So Louisville has only really beat Western Kentucky and Florida State, and have lost every other ACC game that they've played, and they've lost to lesser competition than Virginia Tech. So, I mean, three to me is just – it's too low. I think that's one of the easier picks that we got. So.
Yeah, right? Yeah, totally.
I mean, Louisville, there's something that's going on, and I don't know exactly what it is, because obviously everyone's just holding their cards so close to their chest during this COVID time because they can, but they have athletes, and they were good, and now it's just their defense is just not that good. Maybe they were senior laden last year, but their offense is kind of taking a step backwards, and their defense definitely from last year. I expected way more, and they just haven't shown it. So,
all right. So we're tit for tat.
All
the way so far. Let me just look at something real quick. Pull up this last game. UNC comes in as a 6.5-point favorite against Virginia at Virginia. Virginia sits at 1-4. North Carolina at 4-1. Virginia, UVA, obviously, is another one of those teams where you're still not really sure what you got. They gave Miami a run for their money last week, too, and a really good job, actually. And that was a really good game, defensive battle for quite some time.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's just – I just don't know if even at home, if they're just going to pull it off. I mean, North Carolina just walloped NC State. Two ranked teams.
Yeah.
Just walloped them. I'm just not there. I almost don't think that's enough points either, Joe. I do think it could be a good game, but I'm going to take UNC with that little bit of points, I feel like. I just don't see it.
So you're going to take UNC?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Well, here's going to be our difference, because I'm going to go Virginia.
Okay.
To me, North Carolina, they've just been too up and down, and I think something happened. NC State.
So is UVA.
What's that?
UVA's up and down, too.
Well, yes, UVA's up and down, but I know that, I mean, they have a pretty solid defense, and playing Miami the way they do, or the way they did. I know that they, like, again, they messed up and turned the ball over three times against Wake Forest, and that's why Wake Forest won by 17. It was minus the turnovers. It was a closer game than what it seemed, and all the other ones pretty much have been close. They even played at Clemson close, 41-23. So, I mean, they would have covered this against at Miami last week in their home against North Carolina. If they can slow down that running attack and kind of play, then I mean, I can see them definitely keeping it close. And again, last week, I just, with NC State, they were rolling with Devin Leary. I mean, they looked really, really good, and they knew they had a passing game, they had a balanced attack. And I think that maybe when he got hurt and they knew that that was kind of going to be the season, that now they knew that they were kind of stuck with this other guy who's not bad. I mean, he's not Rex Culpepper, but.
Oh, jeez.
What?
You just laid the smack down on Rex Culpepper. Holy.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying I would rather have this kid. I'm just saying that, like, it's a situation where he's got more experience. He's started games last year. Rex is, with everything he's gone through and everything. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I love Rex.
I'm giving you a hard time.
Great dude. I know you are.
I'm giving you a hard time.
This is like him just starting to, you know, to get a chance in his fifth year after beating cancer as a 23-year-old. Like, you know what I mean? This Bailey Hockman kid, he started a couple games last year, and he's been in the mix and everything. So he's more prepared, and they've actually won some decent games this year with him starting. So I just think that with Leary going down, they kind of took some of the wind out of their sails. And I just don't think that NC State just showed up last week against an in-state rivalry.
I know.
North Carolina finally wanted to go crazy.
The in-state rivalries have been a major disappointment so far this year. And, you know, it's just been so weird. I always, when I come in and do this, because I don't get to watch all the games. And in fact, there's teams like Louisville I've seen very little of. And because they're either crushing someone, I'm trying to watch a good game. They're either crushing someone or getting crushed. It's just been so weird. By the way, our your game of the week last week, to wrap this up, was the NC State game. No, that was mine. That was mine. I'm sorry.
Yours.
Yeah, yours. Which obviously that was not a good game. But yours was Pitt Notre Dame. Obviously another horrible choice. So. Yeah. With a 42-point difference in that game, and to be fair, I wasn't sure about Kenny Pickett, so I will say,
right.
I kind of understand that's not the score.
I wasn't
that's
sure
not
either,
the score,
right?
So
what was the game of the week?
I feel like the game of the week was UVA Miami. I thought that was a good game. It was a defensive battle. I mean, if you like to watch I like to watch a close game. I like to watch a shootout, but when it's not a shootout, I'll watch a defensive battle. That's fun too.
Yeah,
I mean,
if
I could choose,
use one of your words, redundant in the middle of the second and third quarters, right?
Yeah,
if you're guaranteed a close game at the end of the game, then
yeah,
I'm watching it.
You know, you're looking for a mistake. You're looking for who's going to turn it over? Who's going to, you know, what's going to happen? What, someone's going to make a mistake, and that's how those games usually go. Last one to make a mistake loses. And, you know, so I would say that was the game of the week, but there was another good one in Virginia Tech Wake Forest with the upset. So,
yeah, I mean, if you're talking about that Anderson kid doesn't have three interceptions and just has two, then that game's probably going into overtime. And Virginia Tech was moving the ball just like Virginia was the week before. Just, you know, they forced three turnovers the last two games. And that's really the one thing that scares me about this week coming in, is like, not only the fact that their defense looks like they're starting to get turned up and their rushing attack looks like it's, you know, getting better. So they're going to get turnovers. But on top of that, I mean, what they got motivation coming into the dome for how that game ended last year.
Yeah.
And how that season ended, you know, so I think that they're going to have some motivation coming into this game.
That was another close. Are you choosing that?
What's that?
That was going to be my game of the week. I don't know if that was what you were doing, but that was.
No, I wasn't choosing. I wasn't.
Okay. All right. That is this week's game of the week for me. And I hate choosing our game, but one of the reasons is what Joe just said. He's always just treading all over my points, but. The way last year's game ended, and just how awesome that was last year, and, you know, they're going to be out for blood. I think Syracuse, look, let me put it to you like this, and I'm not trying to have a caveat to this at all, but if we get Trill, Taj, and Sean, I just feel like this game is going to be really good. I think it's got the potential to be the game of the week. When you look around, or when I look around the ACC, I don't see, like, I mean, North Carolina, Virginia, probably because you picked opposite of me, is the only one that worries me. So that could be the game of the week, but I don't see another one besides those. So I'm going to go with the Wake Forest at Syracuse for my game of the week.
Yeah, and mine was going to be the North Carolina Virginia game.
Man, well, you could kill it this week, because I see that serious potential there for that. So
no, the way that Virginia talking about their quarterback issues and them kind of being banged up too, I can kind of sympathize with that, and to see them kind of, you know, how many times have we seen it in the past? And I know that Miami's not the Miami of the past, but you know. Those rain games at night in Miami where Miami just goes off. And it just seems like it doesn't even matter that it's raining. Miami just runs all over these teams, yeah,
they practice in that crap, you know?
Yeah, and just the way that Virginia stuck in that game. And, I mean, there were still times at the end where I thought they were going to pull it out. So, I mean, Bronco Mendenhall, he's a good coach. He's got those guys playing. He's had some good recruiting classes, and they're not going to just give in. I don't think they're going to just get blown out unless there's a reason for it. Any of the games that they've lost two possessions plus have been because they've lost a turnover margin. So I'm looking for that game to be a good one. Plus, it's the night game, too. It's the last game of the night. So for the ACC.
Love the primetime games. And they always get extra points. Unless they're complete blowouts, they get points for game of the week, by the way. All right. That's what? It.
Night games? What?
Like, yeah, primetime game on a Saturday, bro, because I'm primetime, man. I'm primetime. That's me.
Well, and that's, well, I mean.
No, I mean, I'm not like primetime.
How humble.
I don't mean it like that. That's when I really get, that's my niche, okay? Maybe it's better said like that. That's my niche. Like, that's my thing. I love the primetime game.
I'm just going to take it
in context. I'll watch West Coast games, you know, midnight. Like, I like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, late night, falling asleep. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally.
But that also gives extra motivation, too. Whenever kids know they're on primetime at night, they're going to be all over ESPN, and there's going to be not as many games as going on as, like, noon and 3:30 games. That always gives them extra motivation because they know that there's going to be more eyeballs on them. So
sure. And, you know, Virginia's playing a ranked team. Like, that's huge motivation in itself. So, all right.
You guys got fans in your state?
No, man. No. Okay? No. Let me tell you something real quick before we sign off.
North Carolina has 7% capacity.
I know. That's awesome. I know. That's great. I was supposed to be going to the Martinsville race. And
that's this weekend.
Yeah, they are allowing fans there. So at some capacity somewhere, but it's season ticket holders only. So if you bought a ticket, which I never do, by the way, I go there and I'll scalp because it's always easier. But if you bought a ticket, you carry that ticket over to next year, and only season ticket holders are allowed to go to the Martinsville race. So I'm like, you know, it's a bit upsetting. So, but we'll see. I think that they're starting to open things up, but we'll see. I mean, even Martinsville Speedway hasn't given like a definite on the people being there.
Right.
So, anyway.
Need a hug?
I mean, yeah, here's the thing. I took Monday off. So, I've got Monday off. So, I'm going to the range. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have the house to myself. I'm saying my kids go to school here now. Damn it. So, I won't have the house to myself. Anyway.
Yeah. You're going to be a substitute teacher. Yeah,
basically, I was going to try to get some stuff done around the house. So I'm just going to act like, you know, no one's here.
Nobody's here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck.
Anyway, all right. Hey, we appreciate all of you, obviously, for putting up with us. If you're still on, we appreciate you the most.
Seriously.
Right? Well, I want to thank betonline.ag, manscaped.com. Thanks to all of you. Once again, wrapping it up, I'm Sean for Joe. We're out.
Peace.
I was wondering if I was saying that right or backwards. I'm Sean for Joe.
I thought you just forgot my name.
No. I'm Sean. No, for Joe.
I'm Joe.
We're out. How's it go? For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out. Yeah, listening. See, I knew I
screwed it up. I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
I knew I screwed it up.